It appears increasingly likely the Arthur Andersen accounting firm will settle a criminal case with the Department of Justice. Last month, federal prosecutors indicted the firm on obstruction of justice charges stemming from its role in the Enron scandal. In the deal that's being negotiated, Andersen would publicly admit wrongdoing, but it would avoid prosecution, which means the company could stay open for business. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
There have been intensive negotiations between the government and Andersen since late last week, as both sides try to hammer out a settlement. Published reports say Andersen is ready to publicly admit that some of its partners and employees knowingly destroyed Enron documents after federal regulators had opened an investigation. No final agreement has been reached yet, but a deal would likely involve something known as a deferred prosecution agreement. It would effectively put Andersen on probation for a set number of years, says Stephen Presser, a professor of business law at Northwestern University.
What this deferral means is the indictment is dropped. The government says if you engage in misconduct of a kind that we thought you did, we'll come back and we'll indict you again. But the truth of the matter is, it's simply not facing prosecution anymore. And that would clear up Andersen's principal problem right now. It means that it can go back to the business of accounting without thinking of itself as a potential felon.
But there are several obstacles to overcome before a settlement is reached. One of the main sticking points is whether Andersen executives at the Chicago headquarters would have to admit to being involved in the destruction of the Enron documents. Andersen initially said the shredding was the work of a lone partner, David Duncan, in its Houston office and some of his junior employees. The company fired Duncan, then, to protect itself, suggested while Duncan had exercised poor judgment, he hadn't done anything illegal. But earlier this week, Duncan pleaded guilty to an obstruction of justice charge. That severely undermined Andersen's legal case, because if a partner is guilty, then by extension, so is the company. Duncan's plea gave the government more leverage and increased Andersen's need for a deal. Northwestern's Presser says a settlement, if it comes about, will bolster the government's case against Enron. He says Andersen's partners would be able to say what Enron's former CEO, Jeff Skilling, knew and when he knew it.
He told Congress, I had no idea about all these accounting difficulties, and when I sold my stock, I simply had no way of knowing that this kind of chicanery was going on. Now, if we don't know that the Andersen people are going to be able to say, oh, no, we told him, A, B, C, D, and E, and he was well aware before he sold his stock. There's some speculation that that's the case, but we don't know that. If he was lying, I'm sure he's squirming. If he wasn't lying, I'm sure he's fine.
But even if an agreement is reached for the criminal charges, it still has to settle the civil charges. Andersen faces massive lawsuits filed by Enron investors and ex-employees, and it has to reach a deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Donald Langvoort, a securities law expert at Georgetown University in Washington, says the SEC has an interest in seeing Andersen survive.
All the indications are that the SEC is willing to talk to Andersen about a settlement, especially one if Andersen is contrite. I think the groundwork is there for a global settlement.
But it has to be a speedy settlement. Many of Andersen's overseas offices are merging with other companies, and the firm continues to lose clients on an almost daily basis. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.